ప్రశాంతి. 1st of February 2019 Friday. Today's blessing. May you be an image of virtues, who is full of all virtues and have virtues as well as knowledge emerging from you. May you be an image of virtues, who is full of all virtues and have virtues as well as knowledge emerging from you. Each one has a lot of knowledge, but there is now a need for virtues to emerge. Therefore, become a bestower of virtues by performing special actions. Have the thought, I constantly have to be an image of virtues, Gunmurt, and be engaged in the task of making others into images of virtues. By doing this, you won't have time to see, hear, or do anything wasteful. By using this method, your own weaknesses and weaknesses of others will easily finish. For this, let each one of you consider yourself to be number one and become an example of becoming and making others full of virtues. So in the spiritual university, imbibing virtues is one of the four subjects. Imbibing virtues is one of the four subjects. And today Baba is focusing on this third subject of becoming an embodiment of virtue and thereby finishing our own weaknesses and weaknesses of others. And if you see the world literature, virtues are always praised. Take any religion and there is a focus on virtues. The Jain religion talks about 5 Mahavrats: Brahmacharya, Asthe, Ahimsa, Aparigraha, Achaurya and all that. If you take Christianity, it focuses on 7 cardinal virtues, just as there are 7 cardinal sins. If you take Hinduism, at different places virtues are mentioned, and especially chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita starts with first 3 shlokas, which mention only men with divine virtues. It mentions the list of divine virtues, chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, first 3 shlokas. If you take Buddhism, they have their own list of virtues. Jewish religion have their list of virtues. Baha'i faith has their list of virtues. And even forgetting these religions, even different philosophers like Aristotle, Plato, they also have talked about, Socrates, they also have talked about virtues and how virtues make person supremely divine and allow them to rise above the common platform. So this subject of virtue is very important. And we often listen in Murlis, Baba often says, imbibe divine virtues. And different methods of imbibing virtues are given in Murli. So we'll discuss today something about how do we imbibe virtues? What should we do to become virtuous? How do we imbibe virtues? What should we do so as to become Gunmurt, image of virtue? When we become image of virtue, we can make others into an image of virtue. And since this is the third subject, one of the most important subjects, if Gyan is important and Yoga is important and Seva is important, this third subject is also very important. So are we giving that much importance to this subject as we give to Seva or Yoga or to Murli? So what should we do? First is enlist virtues. What are the different virtues that we need to imbibe? The list is given everywhere and everybody knows. Accuracy, discipline and so on and so forth. And especially, I always wonder, and I think it was discussed before also, this 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this is very, very important. And there are 26 virtues mentioned here. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Abhayam, the first virtue that has been mentioned is Abhayam, fearlessness. There are so many other virtues also, but Bhagavad Gita mentions fearlessness as the first virtue. A man who is going to be religious and who is going to imbibe all the virtues, he should be fearless. Abhayam Sattva Shuddhi. The second virtue which is mentioned is Sattva Shuddhi. Sattva Shuddhi is purification of chitta, purification of consciousness. So become fearless. So the list is big, we will come to this. But first of all, so the first step in imbibing virtue is enlist virtues. Then, first you should know that this is virtue. And then take one virtue at a time. For example, fearlessness. Okay. Now take one virtue at a time. Think on it. Know the depth of that virtue. And know about hidden fears. And know about phobias. And know about your own fears which are hidden somewhere in the subconscious corner. So thinking about virtue, churning about virtue, reflecting on each and every virtue or whichever virtue you have taken, discussing about that virtue and thinking of how to apply that in practical life or how to make it practical. So that is one of the ways to imbibe virtues. Then, how do we become virtuous? So try to know the importance of virtues. That will come even ahead of this. First, even maybe this. We know the importance of virtue. We know the importance of a virtuous life. There are two types. One is virtuous life, one is vicious life. So know the difference between what is virtue and what is vice. What these vices have done to us. What are the defects of the vices? What are the defects of the self-control, self intelligent life and self-controlled life? So knowing the importance of virtues, enlisting virtues, thinking about virtues, contemplating on those virtues, discussing about virtues, self-checking with how much I have each one of them. So this is the first method. Next. Okay, so the second method is yoga. Second method of imbibing virtue is yoga. Recently, there was next Sunday, or even before that, next Sunday, there was a Murli on Brahmachari. There was a Murli on purity, 20th January 1919. Sunday, Avyakta Murli, where Baba said this, sit in front of just as sun. When you sit in front of a sun, you imbibe all the rays. In the similar manner, sit in front of sun of knowledge and imbibe all the virtues. So yoga is one of the ways to imbibe virtues. You are not thinking about virtues, but God is ocean of virtues. So when you sit in front of Him, when you sit in front of that sun of virtues, you automatically imbibe all the virtues within you. So remembrance is one of the ways to become virtuous. And in remembrance, one more thing is added is soul consciousness. So there are two things, soul consciousness and God consciousness. These are the methods of imbibing virtues. So increasing chart of yoga, then automatically divine virtues will start coming. So this is the second method. Third method of imbibing virtues. Okay. Service is the third, fourth subject. We are thinking of third. Automatically virtues emerge. Okay. Any other method? Okay. So the third method is, as Baba says, go and sit in front of Lakshmi and Narayan and think how virtuous they are. Recently in the Murli, there was a Murli where Baba said, at the time of sleeping, just sit in front of Lakshmi Narayan and think that I am going to become like this. So this is our aim and object. What we are going to become? We are going to become the highest of the high deities. So these deities are full of divine virtues. So I am also full of divine virtues. So when I have this aim and object in front of me, crystal clear, that time automatically I start imbibing those things. Just as a child is there and he dreams of becoming a pilot. Okay. So he keeps on thinking about how to become pilot, what I will wear, how I will fly, where I will go. So when that aim is there in front of his mind, he keeps on thinking only on that line. A child is there and he thinks of becoming doctor. So he keeps on thinking on that line. He is thinking of becoming engineer. So his mind is totally engaged in that way. Or somebody wants to become an IAS officer. So whatever is the aim, we keep on thinking about it on our own. So third method is aim object or sitting in front of what we are going to become, thinking about those deities, that divine life, thinking about Satyug, thinking about golden age and how things would be there. So that will be the third method to imbibe virtues. Next. Study the lives of great men. Read about great men. Read about great souls. And the greatest soul in the history of mankind is Father Brahma. So studying his life. Not only his life, but studying the lives of all great men of the world. Automatically you start imbibing virtues. It's said in the life of Abraham Lincoln, he had become president and he rose to give his first speech. Suddenly somebody rose from the crowd and said, "Acha, your father was a cobbler. You are the son of the same cobbler. And your father used to serve our family. He used to make shoes for our family." And it was the first speech. It was an insulting remark, a sarcasm. And Abraham Lincoln said, "Yes, I know that my father was a cobbler, but I just want to ask, did he make good shoes for you? Because as far as I know, my father was the best cobbler. So he must have made the best shoes for you. If suppose there was some fault, even I am a good cobbler. You can tell me, I can mend your shoes if your shoes are not made good by my father." So that was the level of humility. So humility is a virtue. So learn from the lives of great men and great people, great souls. Study their lives. It's very important to study literature, to know how people handled, tackled difficult situations, insulting remarks. In this Om Shanti Bhavan, there was once a conference, and one press reporter went on the platform and he gave a speech, and in that speech he was abusing, blaming Brahma Kumaris like anything. And he was talking many, vilifying Brahma Kumaris and talking very negative things. So he finished his speech and he came down, and Jagdish brother was sitting there, and he came and hugged him and didn't say anything. Very nice. That's it. So by studying the lives of great men, we learn how to become virtuous. So studying Brahma, studying the lives of Dadis, or studying the lives of all the great men of the world, that makes us very, very, that makes us, help us to learn those divine virtues. So this is one more method of imbibing virtues. Next, how do we imbibe virtues? That is okay. Service is a fourth subject. We are at third subject. How to imbibe virtues? How to become virtuous? Any other method? Constantly be an image of virtues and be engaged in the task of making others into an image of virtues. Baba said this is the way, this is the vidhi of imbibing virtues. So how do we imbibe virtues? Any other method? Those who are around us, learning from them. One is to learn from those people who are not there, or who have gone, or who are great men of the history. Another is your colleagues, other Brahmin souls. Learn from them. There was one brother and who had a very strong hatred for another brother. And this brother who had that hatred because of any reason, this is within the Brahmin family, but he himself never used to do Amrit Vela, or it was very irregular. And this brother A had a very strong hatred for brother B. For various reasons, their internal conflicts and so on. But he had a very inconsistent Amrit Vela. But one day, he got up early in the morning, and whilst he was going, he saw at 3 o'clock or 3:30, this brother B is going walking for Amrit Vela. And that was, even though there was a lot of conflict, but then this brother B was very, very punctual and regular in his Amrit Vela. So one day, when this brother A got up in the morning and he was going for Amrit Vela, he saw this brother going, walking all alone and going to Pandabhavan. And suddenly that hatred which was there in his heart was removed. When he saw that this person is so regular, and why I am unnecessarily harboring such grudge, such hatred for him. So learning from your colleagues, learning from your companions, learning from other Brahmin souls who are present around you. So that is also one of the ways to imbibe virtues. So the list can go on and on. So we'll come to this. And this is a very beautiful thing which is written in Bhagavad Gita. And just imagine, when was this Bhagavad Gita written? This Laukik Gita, at the starting of the Copper Age. So even then, people were so virtuous. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Abhayam. Abhayam means fearless. Be fearless. O Arjuna, be fearless. Sattva Shuddhi. Sattva Shuddhi is purification. Complete purification of the consciousness. Sattva Shuddhir Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitiye. Get situated in Jnana and Yoga. Get situated in highest stage of Jnana and Yoga. This is the third virtue. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, the more you will become powerful in knowledge, you will become what? Magnet. You will become magnet. You will pull souls. The more you become powerful in knowledge. So the third divine virtue is Abhayam Sattva Shuddhir Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitah. And then Danam, donation, is a virtue. Damascha, self-control, is a virtue. There are two types of lives. One, self-indulgent, trying to live a loose life which is devoid of any control. And there is another life where there is a discipline, where there is control, self-restrained. So that is Danam, Damascha, Yagyascha. Do Yagya is a virtue. Doing Yagya, doing creating a sacrificial fire is a Yagya. Yagya is a very broad term that needs explanation. So Yagya is not just doing those gross Yagya. But there are different types of Yagya. Gita itself mentions four types of Yagya. And it says that the greatest of the Yagya is Jnana Yagya. So Yagya is a divine virtue. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means self-study. You must have seen the chart of Brahma Kumaris, timetable. What is there in between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.? Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means studying deeply. Studying deeply. So, Yagyasya Swadhyaya Tapa. And then Tap. Tap means tapasya, penance. Our life is a life of penance. It's not a life of indulgence, bhog. It's a life of penance. Arjavam. And then Arjavam means simplicity. Tapasya, Arjavam. Simplicity. And then Ahimsa. Ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-violence. Jain religion mentions about 400 or more than 400 types of Hinsa. Hinsa are of about, violence is about more than 400 types. And that's why they are so particular. For them, Ahimsa is the greatest of all the religion. For Jains. Ahimsa, Satya, and then Truth is a virtue. To live a life of truth. And then Satyam Krodha, Akrodh. Akrodh means non-anger. Not getting angry is a virtue. And then Tyag, renunciation, is a virtue. And then Shantir, Shanti, is a virtue. And then Shantir Paishunam. Paishunam means, Apaishunam means not finding faults in others. That's a virtue. And then Daya is a virtue. Daya, and that also Bhuteshwa, Loluptyam. All compassion for everyone. Loluptam means without any greed. Mardavam. Mardavam is gentleness, humbleness. Heer means shyness. Heer Chapalam. Chapalam, Apachalam means sankalp, steadfastness. You take any oath and you remain steadfast in that. Tejah, Shamah. And then Tej means strength. Shama means to forgive. That's a virtue. Dhriti means dhairya, courage. And then Shaucham. Shauch means purity. And then Adroha means without any jealousy. And then Nati Manita means without the desire for having any fame, name, glory and all that. Bhavanti Sampadaha Devi Ma Bhijatastya Bharata. O Arjuna, imbibe these divine virtues. These are total 26 virtues. They are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 16 from shloka 1 to 3. So Baba is saying, again, welcome to today's blessing. Imbibe these divine virtues. And we saw about 6 or 7 methods. The first method is, know the importance of virtues, enlist virtues, make a list of virtues. The founding father of America, Benjamin Franklin, has in his autobiography, which is available online, audiobook is available, he has mentioned he used to do self-checking at night. So in his autobiography, about 13 virtues are mentioned, and at every night he used to do chart. In 17th century, 18th century, Benjamin Franklin. So this chart is not a new thing. It's going on from long time. Chart. Keep the chart. So this Benjamin Franklin used to keep a chart. He used to write, humility, yes, I was humble. Sweetness, yes, I was sweet. Simplicity, yes, I was simple. Self, temperament means I was temperate, not indulgent. Mitahar, how was the food? He used to write that chart at night before sleeping. So, this is a good topic. Art of chart. Art of chart. Anybody can take this topic. Art of chart. We'll see. Okay. So the first method is knowing the importance of virtues, enlisting virtues, making a list of virtues, trying to study virtues, and thinking about it, taking one virtue at a time or a day, for example, discipline, thinking about it, churning about it, discussing about it, how to thinking about how to make it practical. That is first. Second method, remembrance of Baba. So he is the son of knowledge. Sit in front of him just as you sit in front of that sun and take the rays. Sit in front of this ocean of knowledge, ocean of virtues, and take all the rays within you. Second. Third method. Read the lives of great men. Follow father, or read the lives of all dadis or all the great souls of the world. Whole world, whichever, because all these souls of 5,000 years, each one of them were virtuous in some or other way. So study there. That is the third method. Fourth, learning from your colleagues, learning from your companions, and then any other method? Imbibing virtues. Just becoming soul conscious itself makes you virtuous. Because soul is filled with divine virtues. God consciousness is okay. But soul conscious, not remembering Baba, just becoming soul. Nirakari induces all the virtues. In today's Murli also Baba says, be bodiless. Be bodiless in one word. The more the power of knowledge increases, you will become magnet. You will become a powerful magnet who will pull everyone. Mast Kalandar. Be intoxicated like the father. So these are the different methods, ways, means of imbibing virtues. And these 26 virtues which were mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. And Baba has mentioned 36, I think, from A to Z. But you can make it a very huge list. It's not about listing just, but it is about thinking, contemplating, reflecting, learning from others, and becoming more and more virtuous. Om Shanti.